This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
There are still 3 weeks till it's officially summer, but the signs are already here. The iced coffee's brewing, the lawnmowers are mowing, and yes, those big summer blockbusters are filling the theaters. Serious and Somber is out, car chases, explosions, and mutant superheroes are in. Wesley Morris is Grantland's film critic. Hey, Wesley.
Hi, David. How are you?
What do we have to look forward to this summer? What are the let's start with the big movies. What's coming down the pike?
Big movies? Well, it's summer. Everything's big. Let's see. I mean, there's another Transformers movie. Everything is another, by the way. It's either a sequel or part of a franchise, which is technically a sequel. We have a movie by the Wachowski brothers, which this is an original film called Jupiter Rising with Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum. It's nice to see them back in the summer with a giant, expensive movie. Who knows whether it will be good? But it seems that people are rooting for it to fail. I don't like that. There's only one woman involved in making a movie this summer from the directing standpoint, and that is Lana Wachowski. So I am at least rooting for it to work so that more women get to make summer movies.
So if people want to go to the movies to see women in movies, why do we have only one woman directing a movie this summer? What's the reason for that?
Part of this is this sort of pervasive idea that there's a particular kind of movie that women make. There were two things that happened that people assumed would point to bigger changes in the way movies were made. One of them was Catherine Bigelow and The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty. And the other was Bridesmaids, which was directed by a man but written by two women. I think all of the positive aspects of both those films, I would argue, have trickled down to television. I think there are many more women involved in TV production, making really good shows of many different types. And the movies have sort of been left to men, I would say also. I mean, I'm not saying that women are turning down opportunities to make good movies. I'm just saying that there are more opportunities in television for women to do interesting, creative things that aren't beholden to the set of rules that releasing a movie between the months of April and August would limit a woman to.
It's funny. This is sort of an annual tradition for us. I realized we were talking about summer movies last year, and I think the theme for that conversation, so much as there was one, was about how sequels were all the rage last year. So sequels and then just multiples, I suppose. That hasn't changed, it sounds like.
If you look at even 10 years ago and what was released in the summer 10 years ago, you had a lot more movies starring adult people not in tights, which is a big deal. But a lot of those movies either weren't good or they didn't connect with audiences. And so the movie release schedule for the summer got a lot safer. And to the studio's credit, they were hits. And so there's not much of an incentive to change something if it's not broken. But I think that the response to the Spider-Man movie, Amazing Spider-Man 2, has been really heartening, at least for me, because I've been complaining about this for 10 years. So it's interesting to see moviegoers kind of get to a point where they're getting a little bit fed up with this idea of being expected to go see something because it's starring a superhero or based on a comic book. I think that people are really going to be ready for something new.
Wesley Morris, film critic for Grantland. Wesley, thanks very much.
Thanks, David. Have a great weekend.